Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role and movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star, no.
I pull up the today's, like, installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by Lydia and Ravs. How are we doing?
Hello.
I'm good.
Hello.
It feels so weird. It feels so weird to be doing this live.
I know.
It's like, it's not doing a mark and not chatting for 50 minutes about how hungover we are and stuff.
Is anyone hungover? Let's get that out of the way right now. Mm-hmm. I guess that's an important piece of it.
I am
zero hangovers.
I'm readying my liver for tonight where I'm going to get fucked up. I'm going to get fucked up, I've decided.
Is that your decision?
I don't think I
ever think that. I don't think I'm ever like, yes, tonight I'm going to ruin myself and make me hate myself tomorrow.
Well, I just know it's inevitable. So I've accepted it. I've made peace with that fact. I know I'm going to be hungover tomorrow. I'm feeling fresh today though. I'm feeling good, ready to do this podcast. But it is weird, isn't it?
It feels horribly off-brand. I feel like someone should have at least fucking gotten hungover. It's
exactly.
Terrible.
Last time,
terrible effort by everyone.
I had a few last night.
That's not enough, is it though, Rabs?
No,
is
not enough.
Come on, mate.
Letting the team down, fuck's sake.
No, not enough.
We're never going to get that 0 degrees alcohol brand deal at this rate.
Exactly.
I guess we should add for audio listeners later. We're live on Twitch at the moment. We're doing Pickaxe Week. And we're streaming this.
Pickaxe.
Pickaxe. That's exactly how he says it.
That's nice. It's nice that Daft's in the office. He'll give you, I'm sure, a lovely look when you leave this recording room.
He'll be proud of that.
He'll be really proud of that. That's nice. It's just good.
I love
it.
It's kind of wholesome. I picture Daft all happy saying it.
Pickaxe.
What am I doing?
So today, I think we wanted to, having a live audience means we can potentially take in some questions live. However, Twitch chat isn't exactly the greatest formation to take questions in. It is a bit of a nightmare. So if you put your questions into our usual form, yourcard.se/zd, the link is in the title, you can submit questions live. Just include the word live at the start and we will read them.
So, for example, why my cum petrol?
My cum petrol?
Yeah. That was how you would do that.
Think about that, though. You'd really, you'd be great with the whole sort of economic crisis. You could just, every time you need to drive somewhere, you just have a wank into your car.
We just pipe Ravs up.
Yeah.
We just pipe Ravs up to a fucking oil tanker and just drive him around the world solving fuel crises.
I don't know, man, though. I feel like I'm only going to take you a couple of miles, you know. Like, I'm not shooting big ropes. I'm just doing
you
a, I do
the
a sad
side of a
spurt.
Car.
Don't lie, Rav. You've never had sex in your life.
No,
you're going to be doing the biggest loads ever.
No. I do sad spurts. You know, I don't do big ropes. I do sad spurts. It like dribbles out.
Oh God.
That's not good for anyone, especially not my car.
Oh.
Yeah. Awful. I guess on that note, shall we, while we wait for some live questions to come in, shall we do our favourite game? There's already live questions around and they're already saying, why am I cum petrol? Great stuff. Great stuff, guys.
Yay!
In the meantime, should we do our favourite game, though, of random questions? Should we should we load it up? Load up
question
the
roulette. Well,
question roulette.
The thing is, now that I've put these in here, that means that eventually, with question roulette, we're going to have to answer, why am I cum petrol?
Fuck's sake. Yep, true. Well, hopefully people don't just abuse that and spam it in 100 times and then the odds of landing on why my cum petrol get really high.
Be kind, chat. Be kind.
Who wants to go first? Who wants to roulette up first?
What is it? Random.org?
Yeah, I've got it open. Who wants to go first? I can go first.
I can take the first question. I'm happy to. Right.
Between one and... We're over 700 questions now, chat. Jeez. This is pretty mad. Pretty mad. All right. Number 580, Ravs. Can you find that one?
Yeah, getting there. What a form. We're going to have to make a new form at this point.
Oh, it's a long. It's a let it. It's a long
God
one.
God damn. Okay.
What people don't understand is this Google form is enormous.
What number
There's
again?
So
sorry?
Many. 580 is your is
Wait,
your random number.
My form ends at 444.
What?
You're unsorted.
Oh, I'm unsorted. I'm a silly goose. Yeah, yeah. 581.
I love that we had a sorted tab, which lasts for 2 weeks. This is behind the scenes on on 0 Degrees on Pickaxe Week. We had a sorted tab where I was sorting the questions into good questions and bad questions.
Did you say 581?
580, yeah.
580. Okay, all right. I got it.
You got it?
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
we
my
ready?
God, it's enormous.
It's a big one.
It's a really long one.
Well, this is going to give us more than enough time to fucking get some questions in.
Chat, send in your live questions while we're doing this first question. Question one, are you ready? Okay. Hello, 0 Degrees D-Gens. I'll try keep this short. They didn't. I work at a university and I'm a lab assistant for a team that does fertility research. I love where this is going. I'm not smart enough yet to fully explain, but I have only been there since June and still haven't met everyone who I work with since some people work from home and what nowadays. Sometimes our lab process samples, usually semen, tissue and mice, and I don't really do anything other than dispose of them or prepare things like microscope slides for a technician. We all wear protective PPE stuff, mostly for hygiene, since none of what we handle could really cause any harm. Last Wednesday at work, I found out that in August, my colleague put a sample of mouse semen in my Actimel and watched me drink it. I'm completely disgusted and I walked out of work after finding out. My colleagues Sam and Adam, who are of a similar age to me, 25, apologised profusely, and I found out the main person behind this was the technician who handles those samples called Akib. Hope I said that correctly. For context, Akib is from Singapore and has a PhD, lives in England with his older brother, doesn't go out much, doesn't say much, so I am not 100% sure that this is something Akib would do since he's pretty quiet usually. There's still so much of this to go, guys.
This is only halfway through. Can we
wait, sorry, what number are we? Yeah. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah. 580.
580.
It's an absolute fucking lead it. Yeah. Simon Clark has given us a raid on Twitch. Thank you, Simon Clark. Yeah. Welcome to 0 Degrees. We're answering questions, people's questions. Mm-hmm. And Ravs is reading the first question. Wow, so that he basically
only
drank.
Only halfway through it.
He drank a mouse sample. Now, when he says mouse sample, does
mouse
that
semen.
Mean...
Mouse cum. It was mouse cum in their Actimel.
How do you wank off a mouse?
Very small tweezers.
Macaroni. Just very lots of macaroni.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A little macaroni mouse slate.
Oh, why are they wanking off mice, more importantly? How is that helping science?
I don't know.
No one needs to wank off a mouse.
Who's funding the mouse wanking? Who's doing this?
I have no idea.
Dr. Simon Clark, I mean, we have a PhD. We did get Simon Clark on this podcast. There's a PhD holder. He needs to be on 0 Degrees.
Absolutely.
I can't. By sample of mouse, I was thinking it was like a foot of a mouse or like a tail, but I think you're right. I think it was. They didn't say mouse semen.
It says mouse semen in here.
How much does a mouse
I mean,
come?
They've got to be little drips.
Several mouse come?
A sperm the same size for every creature.
Wait, you mean relative to their size?
Is that a dumb question? A sperm?
Relative to their size, right? Otherwise,
whale
like...
sperms aren't like the size of your finger. Right?
No, because whales are massive.
Are you suggesting that whale cum, you can just straight up see a giant semen?
It's just a giant fucking dude wobbling around.
Yeah, just wobbling right at you.
No, well, no, because should... wait, I'm confused. There'd be loads of cum with the whale, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but there's lots of cum, but just it's all the same sizes.
I know what I must do. Whale cum video.
You mean the actual, like, the cum, swimmers, rather than the quantity of liquid. Right,
Phelps.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Michael Phelps, yeah.
Okay, right. I thought you meant, like, literally how much liquid comes out.
No,
right,
I'm talking about the swimmers themselves. Are they all different sized or not?
A whale cumming.
Well, no, because that wouldn't work for a mouse, would it?
But in which case, a mouse is only... He's only sending, like, five swimmers down the lane. Do you know what I mean?
No. He'd be spacking out loads.
He's surely only coming a little... What I want to know is how much mouse cum was in the Actimel. Because if it was, like, one cum, if a mouse only has one cum, then it's not that bad. Like,
one
get over it.
You mean one singular sperm
one
cum?
One sperm. One Michael Phelps.
No, it's going to be hundreds of sperms in him, cums in him.
Yeah, but not, like, millions like with us.
Probably.
I'm trying to find out what whale cum works like.
Okay. Rouse is just like, I'm on
this
quest.
Think about the mice.
Rouse is on his fucking side quest
I'm on this
already.
Quest, right? But the top Google result for what does whale cum is what does whale cum taste like? Not even look like, taste like.
Oh, no, it's that stuff, isn't it? Seagrass, what's it called? It's like a really expensive... commodity.
Perfume.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's like perfume.
It's a pheromone,
almost. Ambergris.
Isn't it?
Ambergris. That's it. So people are probably like, "Can I eat ambergris?" Oh, it's barf. Oh. It's not cum. Oh, my bad. I get the two mixed up a lot.
This is very similar, honestly.
There's a claim that a whale releases 40 gallons of cum during mating and contributes to the saltiness of the ocean water.
Bullshit.
That's fucking wild.
Bullshit. What, the sea's salty because whales
keep
spaffing?
Wait, so how many... Wait, Ravs, I need a sperm count. In 40 gallons? How many sperm are in 40 gallons of cum? How many sperm do you get in a gallon of cum?
Wait, how much is...
Simon Clark, are you there?
How much
science needs you.
I need to... I can't envision how much 40 gallons is. So a gallon is one of, like, those big... Okay, so it's like one of those big, like, barrels. They're doing that much cum.
Yeah.
Like a big barrel of cum.
That's
Can
a
I
lot.
Confirm you're swimming in whale spunk.
Is that why the sea's salty? No.
It has to be.
Because you get, like, sea salt. So what you put in your food. So you're actually just sprinkling crystallized whale cum on everything.
Back to the original point. I mean, I just don't think a mouse cums that much. I mean, if the whale is coming that much. Like, you know, we're kind of the intermediary between a whale and a mouse, right? Like,
if a mouse...
Step is like...
If a mouse had 40 gallons, I'd be concerned. It'd be drowning itself.
I'd be proud, Ravs. I'd be proud for that mouse.
I'm going to look up mouse... I don't really think I should look up mouse
cum. No, you can look it up. That's fine.
All right, I'm doing it. I'm not... I should go on incognito, shouldn't I?
No, it's
just
fine.
Just in case. No, just free and easy? All right, well, if the police turn up. Oh, no. What the... No.
I'd like to go back and say I still have another half of this question to read.
We'll get there.
One of the first options that's come up is Mickey Mouse pants and cream pied ass.
That's
a good time to return to the question. Rouse, do you want to continue?
Okay, all right, sure. Going back, Akib is usually pretty quiet. On October 6th, I had a disciplinary meeting for walking out of work. They're asking me why I walked out and what happened. So today I confronted Akib about the drink and he said he had no idea about it and he seemed to visibly be repulsed by the thought of putting a sample of mouse semen in somebody's drink. He asked that I tell the other staff it was not him. My question is, who do I blame in my disciplinary meeting? I don't want to lose my job, but at the same time, I know that if I tell my bosses what happened to my drink... Someone is going to get in serious trouble and maybe lose their job. I really don't want to keep to lose his job since I know that the job he has here provides for him and his brother and he doesn't have any other family in the UK. When you start work in any of the labs here, you have to go through a 2-day mini course on health and safety, which they make it very clear that tampering or removing samples from where they should be can lead to you losing your job. I'm considering taking the bullet and leaving because I don't want to work with someone who did that to my drink. But then I'll be broke too. Please tell me what I should do. P.S. If you don't get to this in time, I'll send an update maybe.
Wait. This is a long time ago.
That was the 27th of September.
I wonder what the update is. Yeah. Okay, wait. Fuck. Can we
I'm
rewind?
I'm going to control left Akib. I'm going to see if I can find Akib. They never sent an update. They never followed up.
How did... Okay, wait. It says
Akib
last Wednesday...
Akib got them.
It says, last Wednesday at work, I found out that in August, my colleagues put a sample of mouse semen in my Actimel. How did he find that out? So what, a colleague said, just so you know, someone put
sus.
Mouse cum in your drink.
Yeah, that colleague knows. So wait,
so why does that colleague know?
Yeah, surely.
Oh, wait, hold, sir. Yeah, my colleagues Sam and Adam, who are similar age to me, apologized profusely. But I found out the main person behind this was the technician. So it just sounds like it's Sam and Adam that did this.
Do you know what maybe happened? Sam and Adam did it, but Akib gave them the sample to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe that's like his department. So whose fault is it that the cum ended up in there? Is it Akib for providing the cum? Or is it Sam and Adam for putting the cum in there?
I think it's Sam and Adam. 100%. I think they take the bullet on this. I think you point the finger at them.
But I feel like Akib knows the rules, right? You don't hand out mouse cum.
Yeah, that person shouldn't.
Everyone knows you don't hand out.
Sucks to be you, Akib, but also you should lose your job for, you know, doing that.
Actually, go back to what you said, Harry. I'm imagining now, like, it probably is what, like, a single.
It's tiny!
Little tiny little bead.
Yeah.
Little tiny bead.
I mean, it doesn't say that they like threw up or anything. I'm not saying the question.
I'm not proposing
the questioner liked it. I'm not at all. I'm not proposing.
No.
But it didn't say that they like, you know, threw up, or I guess they didn't know at the time. You know, mouse cum obviously doesn't have that much of a pungent flavor, you know, and they only found out weeks later that this kind of cummy incident happened.
So, Rav, do you think Akib should be fired?
I think Akib, Sam, and Adam, or whatever his fucking name is,
there's
should
no way they're
fired.
Final three, mate. That's not happening.
Yeah,
there's no
I know.
Way.
Someone's got to be the fall guy, and I would probably point the finger at Sam and Adam hard.
Oh, it feels. Yeah, I feel like Sam and Adam they're the ones who put it in there. Like, Akib was probably just like pressured into doing it or tricked. I mean, he denied it. He didn't.
Yes, he did. He denied it.
Yeah, Akib said he denied it, and he looked disgusted by the idea.
Yeah, I feel like it certainly was Sam and Adam then. But I don't understand why he said it was Akib and his... I feel like the questioner missed the mark here. It wasn't Akib. You've been tricked by Sam and Adam.
Yeah.
They're fucking dastardly cum dealers.
But also, going back to like the original, what they did, that is disgusting. To do that
to
someone
that
is
really
fucked.
That's
really
like
fucked.
They absolutely should be fired. That's disgusting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Who does
they should
that
send,
to a person?
They should fucking send us a little bit of the sample. That is disgusting though. Really wrong. Send me
what?
A little bit. That is so wrong.
Send me an Actimel as well, please.
That is, I am looking in the fridge for Actimel every night. Where is it? yeah, that is really.
I've got a pet mouse now.
oh, God's sake.
Me on the way to Pets at Home.
oh, no. Right, so what if. So Twitch chat are saying a lot seems to think, what if there is no cum? What if it's just like a prank, they're winding him up kind of thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, that's it. It could have been just all. I mean, surely it's a science lab. Should they have it all like. You know, you have records of where all these samples have gone, and you know someone is spending hours wanking off this mice.
This is like, an interesting one here.
This cum is going to be accounted for. Like you
Dr. Simon Clark actually said in the chat, and it's a callback to something we talked about before. They may have been testing how mice respond to the pineapple-based diet. The claim is that pineapples make your cum taste better. So maybe this Actimel wasn't pineapple flavor, and they picked up on the taste of pineapple.
That's it. They were like, any notes on that raspberry flavor?
Notes of pineapple.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I probably wouldn't want to work there because that's such an unsettling thing to have happen to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that's like so like, also so mistrustworthy, God. The fact that no one's really come forward about it. It feels just like...
yeah.
Sorry.
It just feels sneaky. It feels like you got fucking done over a bit in your workplace, and I'd feel uncomfortable.
I know you
I'd fucking
fire.
Kick off.
I know you
I'd
guys are saying that
absolutely
not all
kick
three
off.
Of them. I know you said that not all three of them are getting fired, but I feel like all three of these people should be fired. Like they all kind of did something that's fucking awful. Like I'd hate to have those people working at my company.
Well, I feel like Akib didn't break health and safety. He just probably broke some code of, you know, giving samples to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, like he didn't break the health and safety violation. He just fucking was a bit of a moron.
Sam and Adam are the fucking Weasley brothers.
I don't know why Sam and Adam is such a good name combination. It was Sam and Adam. Right.
I think they should. This person should definitely talk to their HR department or whatever, and say what they know. I have been told that I have drunk some mouse cum and that these people are potentially involved. It's made me feel incredibly uncomfortable. Can you please help me?
Don't look like happy about it when you say I drank some mouse cum. Don't look proud. Don't just, dear God, you gotta look as remorsefully sad as possible.
Oh my
just
God.
The way you said, I've drank some mouse cum and it not good. Not good.
I'm still stuck on how the fuck you wank a mouse off. I'm really thinking, well, not really thinking about it, but like, how? Scientifically speaking.
I don't know. Are they like...
like a tiny hoover?
It's got to be a little tiny like a mouse fleshlight. Because they have a little tiny fleshlight for mice.
Do they even just have penises hanging out? Like, you know,
do you reckon
like,
they have just like, almost like, yeah, like fake mice babes that all these like mice chads are going and like fucking and having their semen collected from? Just these mice are living in like this dystopian fucking cyberpunk world where they're endlessly fucking these like cyber mice babes.
Oh my God.
These poor mice. I mean, they're in heaven. It's Jesus. Amazing. Life of luxury. Pineapple and babes.
Hedonistic lifestyle.
You know, you can get those little tiny Henry Hoovers that like clean your keyboard from all the crumbs and stuff. I think they just use them on them. Just
Oh my God.
Stick a little Henry Hoover on them.
Jesus.
God, what a mind-blowing question. You know what? What a fucking great one to land on.
Yeah, wow.
Mean, honestly, kind of harrowing.
Very harrowing. Yeah. Incredibly harrowing.
Not, please send us an update. And if you've not had that disciplinary yet, is the power move to go up dressed as Mickey Mouse?
Go with is a Mickey that, Mouse t-shirt that... on. No, just go with like a Mickey Mouse t-shirt on. Yeah. With him like a glass of milk.
Yeah. No. Just another Actimel.
Drink an Actimel during the...
Exactly.
We need an update. We do need an update on this one. Mm-hmm. Please write in again.
Please
I hope, do. I hope you get to stay at your job. I hope it's all good.
And let us know if you did, who you pointed the finger at.
What a fucking mind-blowing job.
Right? I didn't know that was a job. Mouse cum extractor. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, a bit mental.
How do you get that job?
Just curious.
Should we do one more random question then go into a live one?
Yeah.
I do enjoy spinning the wheel. It's fun.
Sure.
Just as a reminder for any latecomers, we're doing 0 degrees. You're more than welcome to submit a question at yourcad.st/zd. The link is in the title. Put a little question in and leave live at the start of your question just so we 100% know which one you're going for. All right, Liz, I'm giving you a number. Get ready. 562. Have we done that one?
No, we talk about this one and it was like a bit fucked and we didn't really answer it on the podcast. I can't remember.
Okay, I rerolled you for 546. We've only got a lot of 500s. This is an update from the belly button bonanza. Did we ever do this?
I guess we didn't do the update.
No.
Nope.
What the fuck is a belly button bonanza? Oh,
I don't
the
remember.
Guy
that, let's go on a journey. Let's go on a journey and remember.
What number, sorry?
546.
546, okay.
Okay.
Right. The belly button bonanza.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Help! Recently I, young male, went to a friend's going away party and got quite smashed.
Oh,
no,
we
have
this
read
one.
This one.
Oh,
we've done this one. It's where he was fingering his friend's belly button.
Yeah.
Fuck me, that question.
All right,
oh, that question's hilarious. Okay, one more. 394. What have we got there?
394.
I like random question.
What is this fucking question?
What?
This feels like a Hat Films question.
Guys, go for it. Do you want me to
you
read
sure?
it? It's quite the question. You
right,
need to remind
yeah.
me. This is a very early one. The questioner writes, I'm very upset at the recent talk of bean bunging. I'm a bean bunger myself, and I've had many happy partners say they have enjoyed my experience more than any other sexual act in the past. The reading of Urban Dictionary text was not respective of the actual act itself or of anal play in general. When Harry gave his reaction, it was very offensive and felt like kink-shaming.
Ouch.
I'm so sorry. I can't even remember what this is.
I don't even know what bean-bunging is.
It was in one of the questions where we talked cancelled. About bean-bunging.
This is it. I'm getting cancelled live.
Is it shoving the balls inside the bumhole? Was
it that one? Is that what bean-bunging is?
I think so. I think we talked about this. Brilliant.
If Harry is able to share his knowledge, which is obviously limited in areas of anal play, I think this could be a learning experience for all involved. Fisting. What the fuck is this fucking righteous little fucking fucking anal lover? My God.
This is hilarious.
Okay. They actually got tilted.
Here is the Urban Dictionary. Okay. Bean bunging. For a gentleman to insert his testicles into his lover's vagina
or anus.
Yes, it
was big testes guy. Testes guys. The guy with the giant testes. Yeah.
They were massive, weren't they? Yeah.
Then there's a
whole... that's classic.
They describe the technique of how to do it in this Urban Dictionary as well.
Yeah. Can you read that out for us, Rebs, please?
Okay, technique. First, always ensure that the vagina or anus in question has been suitably warmed up, or at the very least, politely warmed. Next, apply lubricant to the penis and testicles, and if necessary, the relevant entry point. Slowly insert the penis, pausing about 2 inches before the normal point of full insertion. Now, take the lubricated testicles in one hand, squeeze them together and upward against the shaft of the penis, and as firmly as you can without causing too much discomfort, and with a controlled shunt, push your testicles in along with the penis. Once fully inserted, you will need to use your body weight and or firm but gentle pressure to keep everything in place. Normal penetrative strokes will displace the testicles, so simply grind and pulse inside your partner.
Okay, thank you.
You're all very welcome.
That was amazingly read, Rams. I just have to a round of applause for Rams reading that with not a stutter, a laugh, just like
just
golden.
Beautiful.
Actual golden fucking reading, Rams.
Wait, is that what the Baldo is used for?
Yeah, this is the Baldo shit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, Baldo.
Right. Oh, you know all about that, Rams. You're into that
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, I tell everyone about it. You know, I would never do that to my balls. I've got too much sack to work with.
Wait.
I'm lost in the sauce now. We're way too deep in this shit. Just finishing this question, which I don't think. People are saying in chat that they think it's a shit post. I don't think it's a shit post.
It's not even a question. It's just having a go at Harry.
It's a complaint. This is a fucking... This is a complaint desk. Someone is angry at me about my fucking take on some guy with engorged testicles showing them someone else's ass, which I was just a bit like, maybe not the greatest idea. Is that so wrong? Is this my hill? I'm dying on this hill. This is where I go down.
Cancel him, Twitch chat.
This is where I go down. It's a fisting other forms of anal play are healthy and normal. And I agree, Harry says. Partners who enjoy these acts find those experiences, bring them together closer, significant others, but also their families have their own bodies. Thank you. Yes,
I think that's real.
I think it's real as fuck. That ending makes me think it's real as fuck. I think
that's
in the middle.
Bean-bunger.
The bit in the middle where they clearly got a bit tilted is like, I'm really sorry, it shouldn't be, but it's hilarious to me because the context of this conversation being the guy with the giant tangerine-sized fucking testicles is so funny.
That is so
I can't believe they got upset
hilarious.
About that.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
God.
I am sorry you got upset, though. That is really... I'm sorry if I said something offensive to you. We were trying to have a laugh. I'm very sorry. But
don't worry, I'll be joining
Harry,
you.
It's fine.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm going to start crying with laughter again.
Don't knock until you tried it. True. But, maybe it's just, everyone has their own opinions. And Harry feels violently disgusted about gigantic testicles being shoved inside a puckered bumhole.
It's
and
the
that's
beautiful
fine.
Thing about the internet, Lydia. We all get to share our views on the testicles going inside the anal sex act. That's just wonderful on the internet. It brings us together.
Thank God
right?
they created the internet. Thank God.
It's all right, Harry. I'll be joining you on Cancel Till in a couple of weeks.
Yeah?
Oh, right,
after
yeah.
After that recording we did the other day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll hold on that one. People can follow the Spotify rounds. They can follow us on Spotify on their favourite podcast platforms and they can catch them then.
So, that's right. If this is your first time hearing Zero Degrees, we are on Spotify and YouTube and all the places you get your podcasts. You can listen to us there. So do it. Smile. What's happening here, Harry?
You didn't get a random one. Do you want to do a little random one?
Yeah, I want a
random
one.
Okay, let me give you a little random one. Okay, 202, a very early one.
Ooh. That doesn't bode well. The earlier you go, the worse they are.
Okay.
Okay, don't think we've answered this one.
I'm just going to have a little... It's quite intense,
a really
maybe.
Real one. What a fucking tonal shift.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's dive in.
Are
let's
you
dive
sure
in.
This is quite... Yep. This is quite intense. Okay,
let's
here we go.
Go.
I need to reset myself.
Okay, yep. All right. I have a massive problem. I'm 33 years old. I have two children with different people and now have child support. However, I have no job and I cannot get a job because I have a warrant. Don't drink and drive, kids. It's expensive. So I have child debt piling up and no way to get past it and move on with my life. In order to fix my situation, I must do community service. However, it costs money in order to be able to do the community service. Also, my driver's license was taken away because of the built-up debt. So I am broke, losing money every day. No way to legally work to recover that money and no way to get to a job or community service and no way to move on from my situation. Help! Much appreciated. The tonal shift. The tonal
the
shift.
Shift is insane.
This is like, this person's got serious life stuff going on.
You know, I'm just going to go out and say it. Double down. Life of crime, baby. Crime pays. Let's go.
Just keep going.
Let's go. Like, you know, fuck it. I mean, just look, guys, we're answering the question 6 months late. The question is being answered 6 months late. I mean, you know, they're waiting for our advice. They've probably already gone to it. I mean, let's go. Drink, drive, bandit. You know, getaway driver. You know, rob some banks. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
All in. Double down. What?
You don't need to do the time. Just keep doing the crime.
Just keep doing the crime. If you keep doing the crime, you never have to do the time. That's how it works.
Honestly, I mean, we are not like, while I like to think that we have some sort of life experience and we can try and give our opinion on most things, I feel like stuff like this, we don't have a fucking idea. Like, what someone should do in this situation. Definitely talk to someone who is,
educated. Not to use a video game term, it kind of sounds like they're soft locked. Do you know what I mean? Like, they can't do the community service, so they can't get. This is such an inappropriate usage of the term. But
no,
they are
quick
kind of
words for you, bud.
They are kind of soft locked right now. Like, they can't do the community service, so they can't get a driving license. But they can't do the community service, so they can't do. It's like a catch 32, I guess.
Yeah.
With the other term,
they're in between a rock and a hard place.
And it feels like you can probably, like, you know, there's probably some way of talking to the people who are trying to do the community service for, so you can get your driver's license back and get it arranged in a format where you can do it. I mean, I would hope by fucking this point they've got their driver's license back. It's been 6 months.
That's another one that needs an update.
Yeah, I assume, I'm imagining chat is also saying that maybe this is America. Like, if you have to get so far to somewhere, that I'm guessing there's no public transport. Because I'm wondering if you could ask to go somewhere closer because you physically cannot get there and you don't have a car. But maybe everything is millions of miles away from each other. But yeah, that's a tricky one. I think out of our pay grade, to be honest.
I guess you could speak to a professional, like a debt management thing, like a debt advisor.
Oh, that sounds like loan shark to me.
Maybe you can appeal to a judge and, like Lydia suggested, try get something moved or travel organized so that you don't have to pay for the travel to go do your community service. Or, you know, like Harris suggested, maybe a life of crime. You know, just double down.
There we go. One of those three. One of those three.
Preferably not
maybe
the third.
Maybe just close your eyes.
Don't do
and
the last
pick.
One. Oh, declare bankruptcy. That's actually not a bad suggestion, maybe. Oh, no, because you can't declare bankruptcy on community service, can you?
I don't know. Can you do that, maybe?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Okay, shall we have a quick, scan through... The live questions.
Let's do it.
Assume some of these are... God, some of these questions... Guys, you do realize some of these questions we can't answer.
Some of you forgot to put live in as well, you fucking idiots.
You guys are the fucking worst.
Well, this is the special live pickaxe week, so I guess we have to answer some of them.
But, you know, I was going to read this one.
What about this one?
Oh, go for it.
This one down here seems like it's like more.
Yeah, here. Hit it. You know what? Whoever just said in that question crushed it.
This is a good one. All right.
While we're doing this question, please send in your live questions, problems, and conundrums.
Fucking troll ones. There's about 50 troll ones, which is great.
Yeah.
Really helpful, guys. Really helpful.
We have
live at the start of it.
Okay, this question is, you've just woken up in the world of the last movie you watched. What are the consequences of you being in that world? And how do you go about making yourself the hero or the villain? All right, so first of all, what's the last movie everyone watched?
I'm trying to think. I think it's been a while since I watched the movie.
Oh my God, do you know what I watched? Last movie I watched was on the plane back from America. I haven't watched one since then.
Same.
And I was on my own. I just had the most stressful change in my life. I was so hungover, so tired. And I was like, fuck, I really want to watch something just like emotional. So I was flicking through and I saw In the Heights, that fucking like musical.
I just watched
In the Heights and I just had a little cry on the plane.
Oh, Harry, I'm going to look it up.
Then I like caught myself at the end of the movie. I was like, this is fucking sad. This is just a sad existence for Harry right now. I am like down bad. It's like a trash musical. Its story's kind of okay, but it's like about like a New York borough, and it's all musical. It's just good. It was fun, but I was just like, this is fucking lame. I'm a lame person. Well, I could be watching Top Gun and doing a pog.
Well, yeah, I did that on the way to America, and I wish I did it on the way back so that I had that for this question, because Top Gun, I was crying, I was having a great time. It was an amazing movie. On the way back, the last movie I saw was Us by Jordan Peele.
Oh, fuck. All right, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I really want to see it, but I'm imagining it's
like
not a great
it
world to
much
be in.
Either, but it's a terrible world to be in.
So keeping it vaguely spoiler-free, what are the consequences of you being in the Us world, and how do you go about making yourself the hero or the villain?
I feel like mine is really easy. I'm singing and dancing constantly. I guess I'm trying to remember the storyline. It's about this guy who kind of wants to leave New York and build his shop. So I guess I'm the villain. I'm one of the people egging him to leave, but then he doesn't want to leave. It's a confusing storyline. It doesn't really... I don't even know if I can. Maybe I'm just a person helping the villain or something.
Oh, shit! The guy that wrote it is the guy that did Hamilton.
Yeah.
It's worth watching. Like, it's
7.3 on IMDb.
It's really not awful. It's a fun story. But I was just like, why have I watched this like really kind of heartfelt thing?
Did it make you cry, Harry?
Oh yeah, I was just like also exhausted and a bit awake and just was hungover. It was good. It was good.
For us, there's a doppelganger trying to kill me to take my place. So I need to decide, am I the doppelganger or am I the real me?
Us! Wait, I have seen Us. I'm thinking of Nope.
I've not seen Nope.
I have seen Us. Okay, yes. All right. Yep.
I think the most realistic thing is I'm going to be sitting on my PC streaming or something, and a doppelganger Ravs is going to come in and stab me with scissors and I die. I think that's I'm stuck in a horror movie. You know, I'm not an action hero, so I'm going to die, probably. Unless I can, like, you know, convince my clone me to get nasty, but I mean, that's like my only desperate
plea.
Yeah, I'd fuck myself.
Are you going to fuck your clone?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Yeah?
Fair. That's fair.
Fuck yourself.
Are you going to bean bung with your clothes?
I'm going to bean bung myself, yeah.
You're going to bean bung yourself.
I mean, wouldn't you guys, if you saw yourself in front of you? I mean, I would with myself.
I would.
Self love.
I mean, it's going to be hard for Lily to bean bung with herself, but you know.
I can't bean bung.
It's all about the effort, right?
What do you do? Like, what's the other equivalent? Just shove your tits up there. Shove your tits up the butthole.
Just fucking shove a nipple in there.
I don't even want to think about the fucking the body logistics of making that work. How? What is that called?
I guess you have to get a really big gape going on an asshole and just like put a titty in there.
Oh my God.
I don't even know. I don't think it is a thing, Lydia. I think you can name that. I think it's now called
Lydia.
Okay,
can that be mine? Can I be the first? Well, probably not the first. Someone's got to have tried that.
Oh my God.
Everything's been tried at least once.
Yeah. Lydia, what's your movie then?
So the last movie, I've been watching a lot of horror movies recently, which isn't great.
It's not going good for you guys.
Yeah, it's not going good. I mean, I've been watching like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and things like that. But the actual last one I watched was a movie called Creep. I watched the second one the other night. So it's not Creep, which is based on the London Underground. Because there's like a kind of slasher movie like that. It's more of a found footage kind of horror movie, and it's incredibly unsettling. It's only about an hour and 20 minutes long. It's very, very fucking good. And it's just like two people in it, like without giving anything away. It's a videographer turns up at this guy's house who puts like a Gumtree kind of advert looking for someone to help him record a video for his unborn son. And it is disturbing as fuck. If I was in that world, I guess I would have to either be the scary guy or the guy that's terrified. I would die very quickly. I think I just would be fucked.
This sounds awful.
It's so creepy. It's horrible. There were lots of things that the guy did in the movie that I'd be like, well, I wouldn't do that. But I would maybe be trying to get away quicker than that because it was just all so unsettling. But I definitely recommend it. Off tangent here. I definitely recommend it if you are looking for a horror movie to check it out.
Is this post Halloween horror movies? Is this what you're going? You're still going through some from Halloween?
Yeah, just got into watching them now. Been watching some like really good stuff recently.
Where are you getting your recommendations from? Where are you hearing it?
So I've been like just kind of looking online, but actually also on Twitter, I put a tweet out asking people. Oh, cool. Someone recommended Creep to me on Twitter, and I thought I was like, oh, I'm not sure about this because it's you know, like everything's from the point of view of a camera, and sometimes that makes me feel a bit sick, like kind of so like Cloverfield.
This guy's a creep, right? But like, how in danger are you in this universe? Is he like violent, or is he just creeping people out?
I don't want to spoil it too much because in case anyone wants to watch it, but you are in danger. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not a good guy. Okay. But yeah, it's very good. But I'd be fucked if that was the world I lived in. Being around that man, then I wouldn't have a good time. I wouldn't have a good time. What would be the movie that you would want to have watched for that question?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What's like the dub? What's like the best movie to be? I mean, I'd love to end up in like, you know, a magical world like Lord of the Rings. Do you know what I mean? That would be
be real nice.
Like Avatar, like one of those worlds which is like, wow, this is so cool. Like something really beautiful. Something really picturesque. I don't know. But also, like, could you go into like an animated world, like a some of the Pixar worlds are like so fun and silly. Like that would be a really fun world to exist in.
I'd go to a Studio Ghibli world.
That would be Studio Ghibli worlds are, there is like a dark side to it.
But they are kind of, yes, a lot of them actually are really fucking dark, kind of, like a bit scary.
Kind of deaf in a lot of them, like. Yeah, I don't know, chat. Let's pick up some ones from chat. People agree with Lord of the Rings. If Lord of the Rings isn't a fun world to be in, I mean, it's not. It'd be interesting. Certainly, be interesting.
I mean, I don't know if you're there like at a peace time. If you're there at the start of the Fellowship of the Ring, you're just chilling in the Shire.
Oh yeah,
that's really nice, isn't it?
That's quite lovely.
That'd be good. People say Ready Player One and Pixels. Neither of those videos.
No,
I don't mean any of those movies. I'm good. House of Castle was great. True. I want to be in the Mr. Bean universe.
Fuck yeah!
Isn't it canon that like he's an alien or something like that? I think that's how the animated and the IRL one start. Is like he gets dropped off from a spaceship.
Yeah, I think it is canon that he's an alien.
Is that canon?
Yeah,
which is why he's so not human.
Yeah,
and so awkward.
Really?
Weird, yeah.
That he's an alien. I've never heard that as a.
Is it? Well, it starts with him being dropped from the spotlight. He lands in like the spotlight.
Oh,
that's the intro.
Right.
I don't know if that's a fan theory or if it's canon.
What We Do in the Shadows? That would be fantastic.
Oh yeah, if he could be a vampire, that would be great.
Being a vampire, What We Do. I need to watch a new series of that. That's
new series.
That's
shit, yeah, I need to watch it as well. I'm almost there. I'm watching the season 3 at the moment.
Mr.
Blob, it might be terrifying. I think mine would be Kiki's Delivery Service because nothing really bad happens. It's just this really nice little village town where she flies around and she makes cakes for old people and stuff like that. And I'd be happy and I'd do that. I'd be in that world. But maybe you get bored after a while.
If I had to pick an animated one, I'd kind of want to be in the JoJo universe, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Just
I haven't seen
weird.
That.
weird shit. It's an anime. Just some weird shit happens in it.
Dude, I tried watching JoJo and I just can't. I just can't do it. It's just...
It's wild. Everything is so wild. I fucking love it.
But
crazy.
There's wild and then there's like just nonsense and it just all feels too nonsensey to me. I don't know. I've tried twice and I just, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. Can't do it. It's cool. It's cool animation though. Like it's visually cool. Like I just can't follow it. Do you know what I mean? It's really hard show for me to follow. I would love to be in the Pokemon universe. Going into the fucking Pokemon Detective Pikachu would be hilarious. Where all the Pokemon are like cursed because Detective Pikachu they're all kind of cursed in real life versions that are weirdly textured. It's not like animated. It's like gross. I think that'd be
like,
really funny.
Isn't Jigglypuff like fur? Like yeah, which is the ones that's like hairy and stuff. And like
Mr. Mime's all like leathery. Like it's like a football ball. It's weird. Should we
another
on to live
one?
Yeah, I've got a good one here. It says, Barry, Lids and Rats, would you rather never be able to replay any game, brackets, and you have to have a cap of 100 hours on each individual game you play, so you can't play more than 100 hours of any game, or you're only allowed to play one game forever? And which games would you miss playing? Love the podcast, keep it up.
Shit.
It's a good question. So you can only play every game for 100 hours, or you can play... one game forever. This isn't a complication. It is. It's a situation. We take situations and philosophically questions, silly hypothetical questions. I think, 100 hours capped. At 100, some games at 100 hours, you're just beginning them. You would have to be really strict on yourself. I would have to like never play massive games.
Like a really big RPG, you know,
like Skyrim, you would never get there.
You'd have to just do the main story and then pick some side quests.
But then playing one game. Is it one game or one franchise? Should we expand that to one franchise?
Well, this is from Amy Sky in chat, so I guess Amy Sky can confirm
that. Technically, right, you could be like, technically, you could pick World of Warcraft, but you only get
FIFA
Mate. That's fine. It's fine.
I
you're getting
like
the entire franchise in one
making
game.
Making it too easy. I think it should be a single game.
Yeah, I think it should be a single game. And that makes it so hard. I think I'd have to go 100 hours in every game.
I'd have to pick the 100 hours. I need the variety. I'd get bored of a single game. Even if it's like my favorite game, I could get bored of it.
I agree. I feel like the people that are going to struggle with the not being able to go over 100 hours are people that are into like... MMOs and things like that where you do just play that same game for hundreds and hundreds of hours. Well, I'm more into like story-based stuff. So usually most games I play, I don't play for longer than 100 hours. While it would suck with things like Skyrim or Stardew Valley and stuff, I think the variety and being able to play any game, like what if you're just not in the mood to play Dota
kind of
or whatever?
It would be kind of a good thing actually in the end. Do you know what I mean? Just like force you to go and play other shit. I feel like it would actually be... It would be nice and you'd end up playing a load of different things.
I would miss a lot of big things,
I would miss Minecraft so much.
Oh, yeah.
Like I would be so sad. I would miss RuneScape.
If there was a single game, it would be Minecraft for me. That would be the one I pick.
I think it's probably
many
games with it.
Something.
Like Minecraft. I think Minecraft, I know an MMO has got to be the game if you're going to pick a single.
Yeah.
Or Stardew, something that you know is going to get content for like the next 10 years. I'd miss Minecraft, RuneScape, all of Pokemon. And then all the Dark Souls, like...
But I guess each individual Pokemon game, you can get 100 hours in them. That's a couple of playthroughs.
It's pretty good. That's not bad, is it?
Plus, like, you can play, you know, Violet and Scarlet.
Sure,
you can play
Red and Blue.
Yeah,
jeez. Don't know, what would you miss most, Lydia?
God, what's a game that... I mean, like, I always get super into those, like, Rune Factory games. Like, any kind of gaming... farming sim, Stardew Valley, all of that stuff
Harvest
is...
Harvest Moony.
Those... I'm a sucker for those kind of games. And I always go into, like, hundreds of hours with them. So I would get so frustrated. Imagine you're, like, halfway through walking a turnip or whatever, and it's like the game just cuts out, and you can never, ever play it again.
Ugh.
You'd feel such frustration. Like,
I was just like, I would allocate, like, cool, I've got 100 hours. Okay, I can play through, like, how, you know, that's probably like realistically like 40 playthroughs of Dark Souls 1. Mm. When am I going to like cheat myself to one a year? And then I'm going to save the last one for like, do you know, how do I allocate yeah. this throughout my life? Like,
you're on your deathbed and you're like, one more
bring
run.
Bring me the PlayStation. The final run, it's time.
And then you flatline as you beat the Lord of Cinder.
Based yeah. appears above me, yes.
Yep.
So dumb. That's so fucking dumb. But yeah, you would like save that, like you want to go check on your Stardew Valley playthrough, and so you'd save an hour so you could log in and look at it, or would you just yeah. forget about it and move on? I don't know.
You'd never want to like waste a moment. Like, imagine if you accidentally left your Switch on and you went to go like make dinner or whatever. You came back, you'd like, fuck, I've wasted 40 minutes. Like, you'd use it all so preciously. You'd never yeah. want to like waste a moment.
You're on your deathbed and you have one last hour left in a game. What's you're gonna die after this hour? What game is it?
Oh my god!
Can it be anywhere in the game, or does it have to be like at the beginning of a game?
It's up to you. You've saved it, knowing that this will be the last experience you have.
It would be Beanbunger 4D simulator. It has to be Beanbunger 4D simulator. Dude. VR. I mean, I've been loving that game my entire life. You know,
your entire life. Fucking hell.
I think mains would be like Minecraft, and I'd like be going through a world that I've built over those 99 hours, and I'd play like the Sweden song, you know.
Oh,
a little happy tear.
That's sad. That's a sad mm-hmm. moment.
It's bittersweet, isn't it?
I think I would do Dark Souls and you die as you beat Gwyn. That's
that
like
base.
That's a fucking sick mm-hmm. finale. Just parry him. Free parries.
Oh god. Yep.
Good shit.
I think mine would be really sad. I think I'd play like the last hour of Final Fantasy IX, because no spoilers, even though this game came out in like fucking 2000.
Out of it.
It came out in 2000. One of the characters passes away at the end and it's heartbreaking. And I think I'd play it and be sad, but also, you know, connect it to myself. Or maybe I'd play like a really lovely bit of Final Fantasy VII because it would remind me of being a kid again. I don't know. I'd go for like huge nostalgia. Like,
oh, that's having actually like a melancholy end to a game.
Yeah, melancholy. Mm.
I was
but
thinking
like,
of Halo Reach. Do you ever play one of the Halo ones? It's like the final good Halo game that was released ages and ages and ages ago. But that has like a really sad story where the ending is just like, you basically die, your character is dying and they die, and like that was like, fuck, that would be a great game.
So you could play that and be like, this is happening to me too. Or you could do Final Fantasy VII and stab yourself with a massive sword just as Aerys
yeah
does. Yeah, and you could be,
but what sad I feel like we need a little, let's grab a little happy one. We need something
let me peep.
What is this question? I'm colouring it in yellow.
Of course you picked that one.
Oh, my fucking eyes.
Oh, wait! I'm looking at the wrong one.
There you go.
No!
Okay, hold on, there's another
I can hear Lucas screaming from the other room.
Look at this one up here, though. Look at this one up here, a couple up.
This one?
The one that I've highlighted. Weird.
Yeah, we can't do that one. How do you do 740? Fuck it.
Okay, sure. Right.
Of course.
Next question. All right.
It's a crazy question.
It's a live question. It's come from chat. So this person is watching. This is their predicament.
Oh my god.
My partner always finds an excuse to have our pets in the room when we have sex. Knowing they are watching us makes me uncomfortable. I've tried kicking them, but my partner gets upset. They say I'm being mean to them. What should I do?
It's time to restart. Go again.
Why
it's time
did you
to
want
go
this
again,
one, Harry? Why?
It's a real question from a real viewer, Lydia.
What
Come
is
on.
Wrong with you?
They're
you
in chat. They need
it?
The answer. You got to break up with them. That's fucking. That's some unhinged shit.
I'm like, wondering if this is the same person who got the paw to the asshole.
Yeah. Oh,
the asshole poor person. The high five.
Oh no, but that was like a kind of hookup, wasn't it? That wasn't a partner.
Oh, that was a hookup, yeah.
That was a hookup, yeah. Yeah, I think this is weird. It's certainly weird. You should certainly confront your partner about it. It's very strange.
There's something really insisting. That's weird.
Them just being there by whatever is whatever, but like insisting, like making sure, that's weird. That's weird, bro.
That's really bizarre.
I mean, it sounds a little bit illegal. Like, I'm not going to lie. It just sounds a little bit illegal.
Yeah.
I
guess, and what are they hoping for with the pet there? What do they want to happen?
Are they getting aroused by the pet being there? Do they find it, like, comforting, the pet being there? Do they think it's funny, the pet being there? Like, what is... There's got to be some reasoning. And if it's arousing, then you got to break up with them and call the police.
Also, wait, sorry, straight up. Like, the fact that they're, like... If this is a real fucking question, the fact that they're just like, surely you'd be like, no, the pet is leaving.
Yeah,
like,
why didn't you say no?
This speaks pretty strongly of you being like, wait, you're just allowing this as well?
Wait. What? They didn't clarify what type of pet this is. So what if, like, they just walk in with their...
It's a goldfish.
With their fish tank, and they put it down. That's kind of based. Like, Bubbles has to be here for this.
Well, the person who's reading this question is insane. And it's like, your goldfish can't be in the room while we have sex. You have to move the goldfish out of your bedroom.
Mr. Bubbles has to witness this.
It also says my partner always finds an excuse to have our pets in the room. So they're saying, you know, little dandelion gets anxious if I shut the door on them or whatever. They're always making an excuse, which is even weirder. Like, why are they... I need to know why they want to.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like it's just insane. I feel like there's also not enough context. I need more. I need to know more.
There's no excuse.
Also, what type of pet
weird.
Is it? Like,
I need to, yeah.
But they say pets, there's plural. So if they got this fucking, like, yeah. the entire, like, fucking farm, just like in the bedroom. Just like two cats, a dog, a cow, a goat.
Jesus.
There's some sheep in there.
I would use that as grounds to leave someone, honestly. If someone insisted that my three cats had to be in the room.
Or just kept very weirdly making excuses for that to be happening.
I would assume that they were into something weird and I wouldn't want anything to do with them. That is bizarre. Absolutely bizarre.
I mean, just for like my intrigue, ask them first and then let us know. But otherwise, yeah, just break the fuck up. Break up.
Yeah, that may be a breakup situation. That's just kind of weird.
What do we think, chat?
You have to be like, it's me or them. You know, and they're probably gonna pick Mr. Goldfish. But you know what?
I'm sorry, but if they're like kind of like, oh, the cat gets lonely, I'd be like, yeah, but it's weird. It's staying outside.
This is weird.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like you shut that down. It's not like you
just
don't
a couple
roll
of minutes, it'll be fine.
Yeah, like trust me, well, that's generous. Wow.
Hammerdash says maybe they are blind and need their dog to help them navigate during sex. Like, that's a thing. You get like a Labrador to like, all right, put your leg here, put your arm over here.
Oh, quite live.
Okay, there's clearly a jokester in the chat because we've just had live. Hey guys, I like having my pets in the bedroom because they get up to all kinds of shenanigans and mess up the kitchen if I leave them alone outside my bedroom. They're used to this and don't mind. My partner doesn't like having them around during sex and has tried even kicking them sometimes. Is this cruelty towards my pets a red flag?
Incredible. Incredible.
They get up to all kinds of shenanigans. Oh my god.
And you know what, to that question, Raz, I'd say, you know what, it's great. If your partner have your pets in the bedroom, go for it. You know, fuck your partner, break up with them.
Yeah, break up with them. Yeah. They won't let you do what you want and they're your pets. You know, fucking break up with them. It sounds like they're like trying to live your life for you. Like, that's really toxic.
You guys just weren't meant to be. Just not meant to be at all.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Out of interest, so if you and your partner, if you and someone was having sex, and say they had like a
Why
hamster.
Why did you say it like that? You're having sex.
Having sex.
They're having sex.
And there's like, they have a hamster or something like that. Do you literally like pick up the hamster cage and put it outside or do you just kind of ignore it?
I mean, if it's a hamster and it's like in the cage, like that's okay. But if it's like a dog that can get up in my asshole and lick it and sniff it, then I don't want that. Jesus. No, I'm sorry. No. Put the dog outside. I'm not interested.
What if the dog's not licking and sniffing? It's just watching.
Okay, then I don't like that either. I feel more uncomfortable.
Right, what the hamster's like watching? Sorry.
He's certainly watching. I feel like it's more about a free roaming pet, a pet that can access all areas of the room and me. And that's what gives me anxiety. So, like, the question would be, I guess, a bird on a perch, you know, a parakeet on a little perch in the corner of the room, is that causing the same anxiety as a dog or as a hamster, Ravs?
What, so it's a parakeet instead of a hamster or a dog?
Yeah, it's just on
a...
Yeah, you go...
It depends. If the parrot's like harder,
fuck,
harder!
Fuck, faster! Faster!
Deeper! Ravs
has a tiny penis!
then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm uncomfortable. It's like dick-shaming me. Please.
Mine's bigger than yours!
I like open the window.
Right, free!
Just punch the window open.
Yeah,
I feel like it's the free roaming aspect. You know, if it's like, like, would you feel weird about a crab in a cage, Ravs?
Yes! I don't want to be in the same building as a crab, Harry. You know my thoughts on crabs.
I know, I just had to test you, make sure
you're
still...
If there was like a Japanese spider...
keeping up this lie.
If there was a fucking Japanese spider crab in the bedroom, I'm leaving. I break up with you on the spot. I jump out the window. I don't care what floor I'm on.
All right, what if you are having sex on the floor and they've got a hamster in one of those balls and it's like roaming around and sometimes running into you?
I am down with that. That's fine.
I actually think that's fine.
Really? Yeah. And it's like bumping into you.
I don't even care if I feel the little ball slam against my ass. I am fine with that.
What, his little ball?
It's doing Newton's cradle with your fucking testicles.
Yeah. I don't mind. That's kind of based.
Bean bugging with the hamster ball. Says Ace.
No, that is like certainly illegal. You can't even joke about that. That is certainly illegal. That is animal cruelty.
Yeah. Jesus.
Wow. He's wearing protection, someone says in chat. True. I feel like that's a wonderful place for us to wrap it up.
Yeah.
What a sexually charged episode of 0 Degrees.
A lot of animal.
You know, it hasn't been sexually charged for quite a while, actually. We'd had a lot, and then we went away for a bit, and now it's back on it. It's always funny. It's always good, isn't it?
Oh, there's one more live one here. It's kind of short and sweet.
Go on,
there.
Far away.
Okay. Live. Do I read the live part out? My flatmate keeps taking my food in the fridge without asking me. I'm not confrontational, but should I just tell them to stop or should I try some petty deterrence? That's so sweet.
Yeah, I heard this good strategy. Apparently you just get some mouse semen and you put it in all your food. people really don't like that. Really don't like that.
Just make your male mouse come. You know?
Actable.
Yeah, go pets for home and get some tweezers and apparently that's a good strategy.
Mm-hmm. I when I was like 18 or 19 and I moved out, one of my flatmates' boyfriend, me and him, fell out really badly. And I was so worried because I'd seen him fall out with someone else that he used to live with. And what he used to do, he used to take the guy's, like, you know, like smiley faces and like frozen food like that. And take it and shove it down his asshole and rub it against his asshole and then put it back in the freezer. I literally saw him do it once. And then when me and him fell out, I became so paranoid that he was rubbing all my food on his asshole that I kept everything in my closet. I was too scared to have anything in the kitchen. Like, I don't know why I just suddenly remembered this. How fucked up is that? That man was horrible. Anyway, what was the question?
Really fucked up.
I don't really know.
How do you stop your flatmate?
Not that. That's doing extreme.
Rubbing
that's
his
fucking
asshole
crazy.
Against
yeah.
things?
It sounds
illegal. Wild.
Oh, that's he's taking the food. Okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He's taking the food. He's not rubbing it on his ass cheeks.
No,
just
the
communicate.
Asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you just say, don't fucking take my food.
Yeah, stop eating my food, mate. And if you do want to be petty, fill it with hot sauce or something, like something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Make it like extra spicy, like ghost chilies or something. And then they eat it and they're suddenly dying. And you're like, oh, are you dying? What's happening here? Like, are you eating my ghost chili salad that I made?
My ghost chili salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like just try and ask them, you know, and then if they're just being a dickhead about it, there's not much solution. Yeah. I don't...
Well, you could just rub it all on your bum hole and tell them that's what you've done and be like, you can eat it, but it's got my asshole all over... It's got my fecal matter all over it. Jesus. And then that means you have to eat it, which isn't
You can also just fucking eat their food. be petty, just fucking do that to them.
Eye for an eye. I thought you were just going to say, just eat all your food. Just eat all the food.
Just
eat it all, and then there won't be any for them to take.
True.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it's like, is this person like skimming a bit of milk for their tea and it's kind of like, all right, whatever? Or are they like literally like, you come home ready to eat your pizza, your frozen pizza, and they've just eaten the whole thing?
Yeah, because there's, like, there's a big difference there, right?
Yeah, there's levels of like, okay, yeah, you do kind of share some stuff. You ran out of butter, you might use the other person's butter and stuff like that. But if it is literally like
that stuff, you know, I think is okay.
Well, two people eating the place, it's fucking insane to be buying two but just share.
Two things
of
everything.
Are they not pulling their weight in that way? Then like, yeah, you've got to talk to them.
But if it is like literally they are like eating your dinner, or like you go to eat your toast in the morning and they've eaten all your bread or whatever, then I think you should absolutely just say something. I don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
shit on
I
their pillow, Lydia. I think you're right.
Just
think you're
take
right.
shit on their pillow.
pillow.
Because I'm not confrontational, and I would really like struggle in that scenario because I would be like, how do I bring this up? Hello. Just curious. Did you eat my pizza? It's fine if you did. It's absolutely fine if you did. No
well, you
worries
know they did.
At all.
It's just you know what
just
I mean, like...
curious because I am wasting away, but it's no problem if you did. Just let me. I don't know how I would deal with it. I'd turn it into like
God, that
a
was a lot of sass. I don't know. I would fucking crumble under that.
The pacifist option, get like a mini fridge in your room.
Ah,
pacifist
or a wardrobe.
Yeah.
Put all your food in your wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. You know? But yeah, good luck.
Good luck, sir. Good luck. Mm-hmm. It's a tricky one. Common problem, I think.
So yeah, thank you everyone for sending in your questions live. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed doing some random ones. If you've enjoyed listening to 0 Degrees, you can follow us on Spotify or Apple or any of the podcasting places. You can submit in questions as usual. We also have a little Patreon, so thank you to all our patrons. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Very generous. We've been doing lots of Patreon questions, which has been awesome. They've been submitting some real
priority
bangers.
Access.
True.
Patreon.com/0Degrees.
Real
simple
to
find.
We've been recording a lot of Christmassy episodes, and we're going to do a lot of Christmas episodes running up to Christmas. So if you have Christmassy stories, Christmassy situations, Christmassy problems, feel free to send in some of those, and we'll jump right on them. 0Degrees goes out live every Tuesday around 3 p.m. ish. And yeah, follow us, give us a little look. I hope you've enjoyed watching it live. It's been really fun.
And leave a little review.
Come on.
A little kiss and a heart.
And I'm sure we'll be having some. We have some guests vaguely lined up for Christmassy times, which will be really fun. But if you have some people you'd love us to collaborate with, leave it in the YouTube comments or wherever you're listening or watching, and tweet us. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Mwah. Bye.
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 See ya.
See ya. See ya. See ya. See ya. See ya.